Siddur Snippets is sponsored by Renee Jack Nussbaum Liul Nishmas Adol Bas Yehuda Tzvi. We've begun the paragraph, the short combination of six psukim, Baruch Hashem Liolam Amen Va'amen, this acknowledgement, affirmation, Amen Va'amen, the truth of truth is Baruch Hashem, that Hashem is the source of all bracha la'olam forever and ever, even when he feels he is hidden from us. The second pasuk, what we're up to, Baruch Hashem Mitzion, Shochein Yerushalayim Haluka. Blessed is Hashem from Tzion, He dwells in Yerushalayim, Haleluka. The light of the Shekhinah emanates from Tzion. This notion of Baruch, the Makor Bracha, that source of Bracha, spiritually, metaphysically, of course, is Hashem, the source of all existence, the source of all blessing, the source of all good, to whom we acknowledge and express our gratitude and feel utterly reliant and dependent. But Hashem expresses Himself, that light of Shekhinah, the light of blessing, that Hashpa, that flow comes from where? Mitzion. Sion is another name for the Beis HaMikdash. Shochein Yerushalayim. Hashem dwells in Yerushalayim. That name Shochein is the same root of the word Shechina. When we describe Hashem, His presence among us, when we feel palpably, Hashem has our back. He's got His arm around our shoulder. He's lifting us, supporting us. We turn to Him. We can confide in Him. We talk about Hashem as Shechina. That name Shechina as a name for Hashem, Rabbi Sachs points out that as opposed to the God who's distant and abstract, who's far away in theory and concept, the notion of Hashem, who's available and accessible, in whom we can confide and feel His love and support, that Hashem is described as Shechina. The purpose of the building of the Mishkan, the role of the Beis HaMikdash in our lives, was when a person felt far away, distant, when a person was filled with doubt or uncertainty, when a person was overwhelmed or overcome with worry or anxiety, they went to the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash and they encountered the Shekhinah. Shekhinah is the name for Hashem that represents He's our Shachein. He dwells among us. He's our neighbor. He's right next door. He's available. He's accessible. We can turn to Him. We can lean on Him. We can rely on Him. So the Makor Bracha, Baruch Hashem, Hashem is the source of Bracha, Mitzion. He dwells, of course, in the Beis HaMikdash. Shochein, His Shekhinah can be found where? In Yerushalayim. That's where we feel we are among His company, where He's most accessible and available. The next pasuk, Baruch Hashem Elokim Elokei Yisrael, Oseh Niflaos Levado. The next pasuk describes that blessed is Hashem, God, the God of Israel, who alone does these wonders. What does it mean He alone does these wonders? So I saw on a sefer a reference that this pasuk, the phrases, the clauses in this pasuk, is a reference to the four galios. We know that we were destined and are still living in the fourth of the four exiles, that the Jewish people were dispersed when we lived under the dominion of others. The first is Galus Bavel, the Babylonian exile. And for that, the pasuk refers to Baruch Hashem Elokim, blessed is Hashem, the God. He's Elokei Yisrael. Galus Bavel, the God who redeemed us, the God who brought us back from the exile of Bavel, is described as Elokei Yisrael. Why? Because when the nations of the world saw that Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were saved, having been thrown in the fiery furnace, the Kivshan HaEsh, they said, Hashem Elokei Yisrael, that Hashem is the God of the Jewish people. They acknowledged that God didn't only create a world, it's not that He ever moved on, God forbid, but that God continues to have a providence, a Hashkacha Pratis, a direct, specific, divine intervention in our lives, and that we, the Jewish people, are Lamala Mehateva, we are above nature. When they witnessed, when the nation saw that miracle, that salvation of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah from the most unusual, extraordinary circumstances, they declared there is a God, and that's what we are referring to as Elokei Yisrael. The second Golus is the Golus of Madai, the Median, the Mede, the Persians. And for that we say, Osei Niflaos Levado, that God does wonders on His own. You see, even though Esther was in the palace of Ahasuerus, and a person could have simply said, everything that happened was a string of coincidences and chance, and Esther had an inside access. She's the one who saved us. But we know that that's not true. We reveal Megillas Esther, Megala the Nister. We reveal Hashem's role. Every time the word Melech is used, it's a reference to Hashem. He is Hashem Levado Useh Lanu HaNiflos. It's Hashem alone who does these wonders, who orchestrates these miracles, who creates these outcomes for us. On the third Golus, the Golus of Yavan, the Syrian Greek Golus, we say Baruch Shem Kvod, Kvodo Leolam. Blessed is the name, His honor, forever. See, this was the opposite of the goal of the Yavanim. The Syrian Greeks, they told the Jewish people to write on the horn of an ox, Ein lachem chelik b'elokei Yisrael. You have no portion in the Lord of the Jewish people. Why? Because since we did the cheta egel, so we lost our divine protection and love, that we no longer have a portion or a part, we no longer have a chosenness with Hashem. So our answer, our response to that is no. Baruch Shem Kvodo le'olam. Our relationship is eternal. Our relationship is in perpetuity. Our relationship is timeless, and nobody can ever compromise it. And then lastly, the fourth galus, which we find ourselves in right now, on that we declare for the future ge'ul, the redemption that we long await, v'malei kvodo es kol ha'aretz, that Hashem's honor will fill the entire world. As the Navi Yeshaya says, Nigla kvod Hashem v'ro kol baso yachtav, ki pi Hashem diber, amen, amen, this double, redundant, amen, amen, this truth of truth is, just as the first three times He redeemed us from what seemed like and felt like a hopeless exile, so too this fourth time, even though we feel so distant and it can feel so hopeless, we are confident and we know He will redeem us once again. So Baruch Hashem li'olam, these six psukim, these sentences that all begin with the word Baruch, are a reference as we are transitioning from Psukei Dezirma and we're beginning to move into the end and towards the Birchas Kriya Shema. We acknowledge Hashem's role in the history of the Jewish people, and by revealing His role, His hand, His guiding hand in our history, we can begin to affirm our faith and our optimism, our confidence, not only in our history, that He will be part of our destiny as well. We'll continue with the last pasuk next time.